من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين.
As Muslims, we must study and pray to fight shaitan in every way. In other words, focus. Follow one course until successful. Are you sitting with the sheikh, going stage by stage? Or are you losing your focus? Welcome to Outlining Fiqh. I'm your host, Tyler Boyd, and we have with us here today Sheikh Abu Toba and several students of fiqh from around the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kayf halakum?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing just fine here in Charlotte, North Carolina. How are you, Sheikh?
I'm doing great over here in Madinat al-Munawwara. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's pretty empty because everybody's left from that was here for Hajj. And so this is like the quiet before the storm.
Oh, that's great. You're just having like a little just a little trip over to Medina, huh?
I mean, it's that time of year.
Well, that's great. It sounds very peaceful and very nice.
Yeah, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. The new rules don't allow us to stay in Mecca during the Hajj season. So we had to leave out of Mecca to come in. So a lot of Meccans are in Medina right now. Okay?
Oh, okay. Mashallah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they want to clean Mecca out, make sure everybody's out. And then, you know, we're able to go back now. We're actually going to go back in a day or so. Mashallah.
Oh, great.
Where are we at today on the lessons?
Well, we are in the study of Ar-Risala by Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani, the classic Maliki fiqh text. And we've just finished up the chapter on jizya, which is part of zakat. And this is page 241, 25.14, the zakat on the treasure trove.
Okay, let's get started. Let's jump into that. Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 25.14a, what treasure trove is? If someone comes upon treasure, rikaz, that was buried in the time of Jahiliyyah, before Islam. Ibn Habib added in Al-Wadiha that it is rikaz in particular. Kenz is applied to what was buried in Jahiliyyah and buried in Islam. There's disagreement about whether it's particular to gold and silver or general, including other things like pearls, copper, and lead. There are two positions.
One of the reasons they talk about it being before Islam is after Islam, sometimes the Khalifa will claim it for himself, say, hey, well, you know, this is after Islam, so this is the gold or the property of the state. Okay, so that's an issue. Continue.
Naam. There are two positions reported by Malik. The author of Al-Mukhtasar confines himself to the second and says it is applied to treasure trove. If he doubts whether it's from Jahiliyyah or not, then the signs are studied. If there are none, that was mostly done by them. Al-Fakhani said it is known to be part of the school which Malik preferred. Ibn Qasim reported that it is particular to gold and silver, and its judgment is obliged on it. Now, 25.14b, what is paid on it? He must pay the fifth. The apparent meaning would be even if it's less than the minimum. And this is the case in the well-known position because the Prophet ﷺ said what may mean, there is a fifth on treasure. And that is general.
Right. So here the condition of it being the nisab is not a consideration. This is what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Naam. And that is general to a lot and a little. It's also clear that Islam and freedom are not preconditions. It also appears that there is a fifth in it, even if it is found by a lot of expense or work in extracting it. There is a cat on it, according to what is in the Mudawwana and Muwatta. It also appears that it absolutely belongs to the one who finds it. Ibn Umar affirmed that, but that is not always the case. If it's found in the wilds of the lands of Islam, it belongs to its finder. If he finds it in someone's property, then it's his by agreement. This is the judgment on treasure. As for what the sea throws up to the
his,
shore.
By his, it means the owner of the home. Okay, not the one who found it. Okay? Continue.
As for what the sea throws up to the shore, like amber, pearls, and other jewelry, which he finds, they belong to the one who finds them, and there is no fifth. Al-Fakhani said, unless prior protected ownership is proven by a Muslim or a Dhimmi.
This is very important, that last statement that he says, unless prior ownership is proven, and this is why the condition of it being before Islam, because after Islam, then we can see that it was ownership to it, then that would be that it's the state's wealth, okay? Lost to the state and found it, and it goes back to the state. Continue.
There are two statements. Ibn al-Qasim heard that someone who discards his goods out of fear of drowning takes them from the one who appropriated them.
And again, you see the same rule. The same rule is being laid out, okay? Because
Shaykh, your voice is getting real choppy. Is it just me?
No, it's cutting for me too.
Okay, let me see if I can contact him.
Making sure we understand what we're talking about here, because alhamdulillah,
we lost you first.
Someone finds these things. Yes?
We lost you for maybe the past 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Can you still hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, we can hear you now, but we did not get the past whatever you said. Oh, he's gone. He just got kicked out. We'll just wait for him to come back. Sheikh?
Can you hear me now?
No, it's the same problem, Sheikh. You sound like you're talking really slowly.
Can you hear me?
It's really slow. There's a big lag. Big lag. It's like he got disconnected again. Radhika, how's everything going?
How's your
training?
It's good. Alhamdulillah. I'm about to start something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, inshallah.
Are you getting close to your number of hours for your next level?
Yeah, I think I need like about 300 more.
Inshallah.
I'm like right about there.
Nice, man. When you hit that level, are you going to make a move? Some kind of move, like level. Graduate program or something? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
When I hit that, I have to take the board test, the board certification test, the exam.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And then I can get the license.
Nice. It's awesome.
Alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Good. I started an Instagram channel.
MashaAllah.
That's what's new in my life.
What's it about?
It's just like a revert life channel, like a revert lifestyle channel. You know, people like that stuff. People like to see converts to Islam, you know, living Muslim lifestyle.
Is it like you're just posting on it or are you doing lives?
I haven't done a live. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I would. I mean, I guess I could do a live. It's not. Can you do lives on Instagram? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's like what mostly people do. I don't know. I haven't used Instagram.
I never used it until now.
I deleted it a while ago. Maybe in like 2020 or something.
Yeah. I never had it until now. And now I'm just discovering it. Oh. I'm late. I'm late to the party.
Yeah, I thought that's what people mostly use Instagram for. Like, was the live, like the live streaming feature.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try it. I find it hard. I find social media really hard because I find it hard to know what to say to all those people. You know? Like, you don't know who you're talking to.
Definitely.
Sheikh is back.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, guys?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, we can.
Hey, well, I had to restart the computer. Let's see if it works better this time.
Yes. I believe you're explaining to us the statement about ownership being proven by a Muslim or a dhimmi, and we did not hear any of your explanation about that. Sheikh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You want me to continue?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. As for what the sea throws up to the shore, like amber, pearls, and other jewelry which he finds, they belong to the one who finds them, and there is no fifth. Al-Fakhani said, unless prior protected ownership is proven by a Muslim or a dhimmi. There are two statements. Ibn al-Qasim heard that someone who discards his goods out of fear of drowning takes them from the one who appropriated them. It is like that which he leaves due to constriction and is unable to take. There are two positions. And that's the end of chapter 25. We move on to chapter 26. Yeah, okay. Chapter 26, Zakat on livestock. 26.1, it's judgment. Zakat on cows, camels, sheep, and goats is obligatory. Zakat is obliged on what was mentioned. That is stated by Malikis, since the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said what may mean, there is no zakat owed by a Muslim on his horses or slaves. The apparent words of the author is that zakat is obliged on livestock absolutely, foddered or work animals. That is the madhab. According to Abu Hanifa and Ash-Shafi'i, there's no zakat on work animals, since he said there is zakat on grazing sheep. He begins with the obligation of zakat on camels to follow the hadith, since the Prophet ﷺ did that in the letter on zakat written for Amr ibn Hazm. There are 11 obligations in its zakat, four of which are taken from a different species, sheep, and seven which are taken from camels. 26.2, on camels. 26.2a, 5 to 9 camels. There is no zakat on less than 5 camels, but on 5 to 9 camels you must either give a sheep or a goat, which is in its second year, depending on which of the two animals is most commonly kept by the people of the area.
Nah, alhamdulillah. And these numbers are numbers that we should become more familiar with them. Okay? How much we have to pay for particular animals. Okay, go ahead.
When it reaches this number, one owes a sheep which has been alive for 1 year and begun the next. There's no difference between the male and female sheep or goat. The judgment is based on what is common. If it's sheep, it is taken from sheep. If it is goats, it is taken from them. If the owner of the property gives a camel instead of the obliged sheep, it is permissible because it is of the same type of property and is worth more than what is obliged of him. The limit for a single sheep is 9. So the shortfall is 4, which is the smallest wax. 26.2b, 10 to 25. You must give 2 sheep or goats for 10 to 14 camels, and 3 sheep or goats for 15 to 19 camels. For 20 to 25 camels, you must give 4 sheep or goats. The shortfall in each of these categories are 4. 26.2c, 25 to 35. For 25 to 35 camels, you must give a female camel in its second year, bint mahad. Or if there is not one available, a male camel in its third year, ibn labun.
No.
It appears that it has completed 2 years, and elsewhere it says it has begun the second year. It is called bint mahad because its mother has given birth, because the camel is pregnant for a year and cares for the young for a year. If there are none available or it's damaged, then it's necessary to take a male, which has completed the second year and begun the third. If there is neither...
That means if they don't have one.
Right. If there is neither, the collector charges him for a bint mahad, whether he likes it or not, and then makes the judgment of the absence of both of them like that of their existence. Then he comes with an ibn labun at that point. It is up to the collector to do what he thinks is best. If he thinks it's right, he takes it, and otherwise he obliges him the bint mahad. 26.2d, 36 to 45. For 36 to 45 camels, you must give a female camel aged between 2 and 5 years, bint labun. The shortfall in this is 10. What is meant by not having lived 3 full years, but what has 2 full years and begun the third? The shortfall at the end is 9. Sheikh, what does the shortfall mean?
Now I'm looking at this now. If he pays it with 2, we're on 46 to 60, right? Or 36? No, 36 to 45.
Right.
I don't know what they're referring to in this particular. I don't know what they're referring to. When they're talking about the shortfall here.
Okay. 26.2e, 46 to 60. For 46 to 60 camels, you must give a female camel in its fourth year, capable of carrying loads and bearing children, hiqqa. If he pays it with 2 bint labuns, that does not satisfy it, even if they are equal in their value to its value, as opposed to the view of Ash-Shafi'i. What is meant is what has completed its third year and begun its fourth. The shortfall in this obligation is 14. For 61 to 75 camels, you must give a female camel in its fifth year, a jeddah. Then after this, the obligation changes. What is meant is one which has completed its fourth year and begun the fifth. It is the last of the categories taken for paying the zakat of camels, and the shortfall is 14. 26.2g, 76 to 90. For 76 to 90 camels, you must give two female camels in their third year, bint labun. The shortfall is 14. 26.2h, 91 to 120. For 91 to 120 camels, you must give two hiqqas. The shortfall is 29. 26.2i, more than 120. For any more than this, you give one hiqqa for every 50 camels and one bint labun for every 40. For more than 120, the obligation is this. 26.3, zakat on camel. 26.3a, the nisab. There is no zakat on less than 30 cattle. Its nisab is 30. 40 and more are subject. 26.3b, 30 to 40. If there are 30, you must give one in its third year, tabi'. 30 to 40 have a calf in its third year, which is called that because it follows its mother. It would appear from the words that it's a precondition that it be male, but that is not the case. The well-known position is that it is not a precondition. It must have completed 2 years. 26.3c, 40. This applies up to 40. If there are 40, you must give a cow in its fourth year, musinna or thaniya. Only females are acceptable. When the number reaches 40, the obligation changes. One owes a cow in its fourth year, and it's only taken in females. If there's no four-year-old cow, its owner is compelled to bring it unless he gives better than it, which is a five-year cow. The Musinna has full 4 years, according to Ibn Habib and Abdul Wahhab. 26.3d, third nisab, more than 40. If there are more than that, you must give a Musinna for every 40 and a tabi' for every 30. If there are 5 more than 40, there's nothing on it. If it reaches 50, there's nothing on the 10 in our view. When it reaches 60, there are 2 tabi' on them. If it reaches 70, there is a tabi' and a musinna. If it reaches 80, there are 2 musinna. What is more goes according to its rule. 26.4, zakat on sheep and goats. 26.4a, nisab and up to 120. There is no zakat on sheep and goats until their number reaches 40. If you pass 40, you must give one in its fifth year, a jeddah, or one in its fourth year, thaniyya. This applies up to 120 animals. Neither male or female is specified. Ibn Umar said that it was clarified in the nisab of camels. 26.4, second nisab, 120 to 200. If you have between 120 and 200 sheep and or goats, you must give 2. So the shortfall is 80. Then he indicates the second obligation and its shortfall here is 79. 26.4c, third nisab, 200 to 300. For 200 and 1 to 300, you must give 3, and for every additional 100, you give 1 animal. He said in Al-Jalab, in what is more than 300, there is a sheep for every 100. For 399, there are 3 sheep, and for 400, there are 4 sheep, and for 500, there are 5 sheep, and so forth. Computation of zakat on animals. 26.5a, no zakat on shortfalls. Zakat is not required on any number of animals between the figures mentioned, and this ruling applies to all the animals, all the types of animals mentioned above. Then he explains the judgment of the shortfall between the obligations, saying there is no zakat on the shortfalls. The shortfall is what falls short of the nisab. It is a technical term for all types of livestock.
So there we have the answer to
nah.
that. What he's talking about, the shortfall, saying that there's no zakat on the shortfall. The shortfall is what falls short of the nisab. It is a technical term for all types of livestock. So let's go back a little bit. Let me see. Let me give an example what they're talking about. Let me see if I can see that right here. So if you have 120 and 200 sheep, 120 or up to 200, you must give 2.
So it's saying, well, you want to go back up to camels? I think that might be a little bit simpler.
No, I can understand the same thing. It's the same. The numbering doesn't change. Theirs was 14 for the most part.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, 5 to 9 camels is the first nisab, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't make the second nisab, it would be 14, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that means you fall down to the lesser level.
So basically, it's like rounding down, basically.
Continue.
Right?
Yeah, it's just that's what it seems like. Continue down.
Okay. 26.5b. Sheep and goats are one category. Sheep and goats are considered as one category for zakat purposes. This is by ijma'. This is what he said in At-Tahqiq, because the name of the species includes both of them, in the words of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. So there is a sheep for every 40 goats. 26.5c, cattle and buffalo are one category, as are cattle and buffalo. This is by ijma', because the generic name includes them all, as the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, said what may mean, there is a tabir in every 30. Sheikh, I find this very interesting, because they always taught us that buffalo were a species that were specific to North America. And this text comes from Africa.
No.
Isn't it right?
Right. Well, yes, the text comes from Africa. But the thing that you have to realize is that there was a relationship between Africa and the Americas.
Mm. Nah.
Okay, that goes back hundreds of years, you know, or thousands of years, we should say. But after Islam, that relationship was still there. Mm. And also, you have, this is again something that points to the why the French removed Spanish from Morocco. Okay, because the Spanish speaking world extended over to Latin America and Northern Africa. And if you look at some of the designs of the homes, the colors that they use, their blankets, and everything, you see that it's definitely either one has influenced the other, either the Americas, especially the Native Americans, were influenced by Morocco, or Morocco was influenced by them. They both wear sombreros. Same. They both have the Navajo style homes and the same blankets. So the culture is undeniably mixed. It shouldn't surprise us that they know each other's animals.
Nah. Naam, 26.5D. Bactrian and dromedary camels are one category.
Okay.
Yes. Can you hear us, Sheikh? Sheikh? I think we might have lost him again. Sheikh, your voice is just cutting in and out.
Influenced.
I wish we had heard what the Sheikh had to say.
Likewise.
Maybe he'll come back and repeat it.
I have a question for when he gets back. Because I'm wondering, is the cap paid on animals like llamas and alpacas? Because they're in the same family as camels.
Oh, yeah? I knew a guy who had an alpaca farm. One of my previous jobs. The guy lived in like North Dakota or somewhere. He was working remote and he had an alpaca farm. Jack. Nice guy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think they have some in Arizona. I wanted to visit one.
I feel like they have alpacas in Arizona. Isn't it too hot for them? It's a woolly beast.
I think they're in the greener part of Arizona.
Oh yeah, because there's mountains in Arizona too, right? I always forget that.
Yeah.
Man, I always want to go out there. I heard it's nice out there. I bet it's beautiful. And they have good food too. It's on my list, really.
Indeed. I don't know. I never really explored out there. I just always stayed put.
Oh, that's right. You have family there, right? So you go there often.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool. Well, this is just one of the trials of seeking knowledge, right? You have to be patient. Dr. Maisha, how's everything in Durham? How are you guys doing up there?
It's cool. Assalamualaikum.
Assalam. How's Sheikh Mosey doing?
How are you doing, Sheikh Mosey? He says, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Make dua for me.
May Allah give you all good.
Multiple hajjas at the same time.
What happened? Multiple hajjas at the same time? Is that what you
multiple,
said?
Multiple difficulties.
What
multiple
was that?
Trials. Multiple trials.
Oh, may Allah make it easy. May Allah make it easy for you guys out there.
I mean, yeah. So, when you say fall short or shortfall, that means if you fall that much short of it, like it's 120, then that means anybody who has 100 to 120 of those, of that sheep or whatever, this is how much they pay. That's what that means.
Long is best, but it sounds to me like it's a way to round down to zakat. So if you go, if you have extra over a certain amount, then you don't have to pay pay on the animals that are between the two, like, milestones. I don't know.
Okay.
Alana's best.
So if like for the camels, right, you if you have between 5 and 9, you pay a sheep or a goat in the second year.
Mm-hmm.
And then
assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Hey, well, alhamdulillah. Can we start wherever we left?
Yes, I believe Baraka had a question for you, Baraka.
Yes, I have a question. Is the cap paid on animals like llamas and alpacas?
Say that again.
Is a cap paid on llamas and alpacas?
What's alpacas?
They're similar to llamas. They're in the same family as camels, but they're in South America.
And North America.
North America too, yes.
I don't know the animals, so I mean I know the llama and llama, you know, llamas are similar to, they look like. You know, I would imagine that if they played the same role and they're in the same family as a camel, then yes. But again, I don't know this particular animal. I do know the llama, but I don't know the other one that you said. So I can't make a comment on it, okay?
No, I'm safe. Alhamdulillah.
Does that answer you?
I believe so.
You?
Na'am.
Okay. Oh, we just lost the entire meeting.
Let me see if I can reconnect.
The meeting was just... Sounds like Sheikh's been having some internet issues today. So we're just going to wait for the meeting to restart. Looks like the Sheikh is no longer able to connect. So this is the end of our class. Thank you for tuning in and see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.